Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We have not seen anything to indicate that Putin has made a decision to use a dirty bomb, nor have we seen any indications that that the Ukrainians are planning such a thing.
A new Pentagon Defense Strategy report says amid its invasion of Ukraine, Russia is a serious threat to the U.S. and its allies. But Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin notes that China remains the overall greatest security challenge as it aggressively builds up its military in the South China Sea and increases pressure on Taiwan. And the report cautions that China is trying to undermine American alliances in the Indo-Pacific region. Attorney General Merrick Garland has formally blocked the Department of Justice from using subpoenas to seize the records of journalists and government leak investigations. Temporary policies were first put in place in July 2021, amid reports that the DOJ, under then-Attorney General William Barr, had secretly sought email records of reporters critical of the Trump administration. And on the topic of leaks, Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito says the draft opinion secretly released prior to the court overturning the nationwide right to abortion was a grave betrayal of trust.
The leak also made those of us who were thought to be in the majority in support of overruling Roe and Casey targets for assassination because it gave people a rational reason to think they could prevent that from happening by killing one of us.
A man accused of attempting to murder Justice Brett Kavanaugh is currently on trial. A federal appeals court has rejected former President Donald Trump's request to reconsider a ruling that his tax returns must be disclosed to a congressional committee. Trump could appeal to the Supreme Court. 2022 will likely be the most expensive year for federal lobbying to date. Data from Open Secrets shows that federal lobbyists raked in $3 billion through the third quarter of 2022, about $744 million shy of the $3.8 billion spent last year. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce is the biggest spender. Phoenix police have made an arrest related to a break-in at a campaign office of Arizona Democratic gubernatorial candidate Katie Hobbs. A spokesperson for Hobbs blamed her Republican rival, Carrie Lake, who said the allegation is absurd.
Are you guys buying that? Are you really buying that? This just sounds like a Jussie Smollett part two. I can't believe that she would blame my amazing people or blame me for something like that.
Gun violence prevention advocates will participate in more than 200 election events this weekend across the country. Brenda Moss of El Paso, whose son was shot and killed in 2014, says guns are responsible for 110 deaths each day in the U.S.
Let's move. Let's move forward. Stop guessing. Stop debating. The time is now. Every life is important in this moment, not in the future, not in the past. They're important in this moment.
I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our A-Trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.